שלום, אנחנו בש...
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of attack on connection. You can ask questions on our website, hub.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
I don't know if you can say this in Hebrew, attack on the connection or for the connection. It's like against all the disturbances of connection. Well, anyway, we understand what it means, right? The attack has to take place until we discover the connection, and in the connection discover the upper force. Meaning, the attack is endless, that's our life, and in every moment, we need to be in arvut towards that attack. Mutual help, to take care of everyone, because the success can only be general and not any individual success. That's why there's a problem here. We can't reach it personally. We can personally reach all kinds of discernments on the path, but the state we have to attain as the last generation is a state that has to, that should be revealed only in our connection. As much as each one tries, there's also a competition here. As much as the envy that it can help attaining it, but the envy can be positive. As much as I'm envious that each one helps each other and I see myself as retarding in it, and then I attack by wanting to help everybody connect, that I want, as I search where else can I complete my participation, all my opportunities that each and every one has in order to cause connection. They have to be in an attack. It could be attacking the connection. Yeah, maybe it's right the way they wrote it. Well, let's keep going.
We are in excerpt number 28 out of the writings of Rabash, second volume, article, What is the preparation to receive the Torah in the work? Our sages said, the word of Torah is not given to an idol worshipper. As was said, he did not do so for any nation, and let them not know the ordinances, since they have no need for the Torah.
In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn that when it says that you can't, meaning is prohibited, or it couldn't be, because it's all revealed only according to the vessels. So if a person is still akum, meaning worshipping idols, that he doesn't see in everywhere that only the force of the Creator is working, also on the bad and also on the good, and that there's none else besides him, but the two lines come to a person to confuse him and help him and support and contradict, if he still doesn't see that behind those two lines is the middle line, which is the Creator only, that is taking care of him in everything he has in life, the worst things and the best things, so he still is considered akum, the idol worshipping. It also means akum is from the word crooked, that he deviates to one of the two lines and doesn't stay on the middle line. So obviously in this way he feels the need for the Torah, meaning to be taken care of by the light, and he wants to reach the middle line, that in that middle line only the upper force is in control and there's no difference between good and evil, but it is all done for the best. For him to hold himself exactly on the middle towards the Creator, there's no good, there's no bad, it's the Creator doing everything. And when he's the one important, so all the differences between the states disappear. It's all, the main thing is that behind them, it's the Creator. Yes.
Again, our sages said, a word of Torah is not given to an idol worshipper. As was said, he did not do so for any nation, and let them not know the ordinances, since they have no need for the Torah. One who does work that is foreign to us, meaning for his own sake, can live without the Torah.
Meaning that he wants to run either from the good or from the bad for his own benefit, in all kinds of thoughts, and not that he takes all these things that work on him also from the bad and also from the good, only for discovering the Creator, only in order to discover him.
Can live without the Torah, for he does not need the help of the Torah.
Meaning the force that will escort him exactly towards revealing the middle line, the Creator, that is taking care of him in two lines.
Only Israel, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator, need the light of Torah, for the light in it reforms him. That is, it is impossible to defeat the evil within him without the Torah. By this we can interpret where sages said, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it. We should understand the word exists. What does it tell us? We should interpret this according to what our sages said. The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, the Torah should be a spice. In whom is that so? Since there is no light without a kli, no filling without a lek. For this reason, they said that those who want to put themselves to death, meaning want to put to death the will to receive for their own sake, and want to do everything for the sake of the Creator, see that they cannot do so on their own. To them, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice.
Meaning that they feel that they want to reach only into grasping onto the Creator, the middle line, that everything comes from Him, and not to get excited either from the good or from the bad. But the main thing is to hold on to the Creator, even though they feel the good and bad, and to be above those feelings that can be horrible, very intense, that constantly grow one against the other. Because you can't have light without darkness or darkness without light. That's why people that are ready to hold on to the Creator, how do they get to it? When the left and right for them are completely equal, in an equal relation. Doesn't matter, right or left, not good, not bad. If I take this as from the Creator, so He's above the feeling of the good and bad, I'm holding on only to Him, and I start revealing Him. So how can we reach revelation of the Creator, please? We're going to part number 29 from letter 57 of Baal HaSulam.
There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you'll be worthy of the Creator. It was said about it, the Lord is high and the low will see, etc. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into true lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all people, and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole, and he is granted by his generous hand. The writing says about that, and the children of Israel sighed because of the work, etc., and their cry went up. It is so because at that time, the whole of Israel came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured bucket. He pumps all day, but does not have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Whatever they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before, it is as though completely burnt the next day. And each day and each moment he must start anew, as though he hasn't done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed because of the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce anything by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were whole, as they should be. And this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer and only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
How do we reach the despair? And what type of despair do we reach? In the correct work. How to reach despair and the correct kind of despair.
And so this despair is purposeful.
Why, along with the despair, does the force to attack increase also?
Correctly turn to the Creator.
It's written, and the sons of Israel sighed from the work, specifically. That's where it is. Of the actions that...
Rav, what is the difference between despair from the work? It says like that. Where is that? About this, the text says, and the people of children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up. It is so because at that time, the whole of Israel came into a state of despair. It wishes to say from the work, from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured vessel, etc. That is, what does it mean to be despaired from the work, specifically from the work only? Let's go. Properly. And
Rav, how can we imagine that we're in despair from our forces and altogether we plead to the Creator? How can we feel such a state that we're on despair and from that point of despair to connect and we turn together to the Creator? How to describe such a state? A deficiency.
Rav, we ask for the connection between us, or we ask for the revelation of the Creator? Let's say we despaired from everything, we finally turned to Him, right? What is it that we ask for?
כתוב
It says, and the people of Israel cried out from the work, they sighed from the work, they cried, and their cry rose up to God from the work, and the Lord heard their groaning. And we need to be precise about what it says, from the work, twice. We need to interpret that all of the sighs were from the work. That is, that they could not work for the sake of heaven, rather their suffering were out of the fact that the work that they were doing, they couldn't do it for the sake of heaven, because of the shell of the Egyptians of Egypt. Because of that, it says, from the work, twice. One, that all of the sighs were not about anything that they were lacking. They were lacking only one thing. That is, they didn't want any luxuries and any reward. Their only deficiency was that they were feeling suffering and pain because they could not do anything for the sake of heaven. Which means, in other words, that they would have liked to have a desire to bestow contentment to the Creator and not for self-benefit, but couldn't. And this is what they were sorry about. This is considered that they would have liked to have a little bit of a grip on spirituality. Two, the other from the work comes to teach us, and their crying rose up to God. That the Lord heard their groaning was only because they asked for work. This is what the second from the work comes to imply. It follows that all of the exile that they felt was only because they were under the dominion of the shell of Egypt and could not do anything that would be only in order to bestow.
Clear? Any questions? What?
Rav, I didn't understand the difference between one and two that he just said. In one, I understood that they don't want a reward, they don't want anything, only a desire to bestow to the Creator. And they couldn't, so they regretted that. That's the first from the work. What is the second from the work? I didn't quite get that.
So what's written? Oh, you don't have the text.
Yeah, we don't have the text. And the second from the work, comes to teach us that their sigh rose up to God. This is that the Lord heard their groaning. This was because they only asked for work. This is what the second from the work comes to imply.
Instead of the work they had, they want a different type of work. They don't want to just discover the godliness, that the pleasure is in the action. By giving contentment, you have nothing to do, so you're not giving contentment, and you also don't have any contentment from your doing. More? Yeah.
А что такое вообще отчаяние? Особенно отчаяние в десятке. Где у него килим? Что это такое?
How does despair come to the ten? What are the kelim for it?
The despair in the ten is that we reach a special illumination from above, because it all comes from the light from above. There's never anything that comes from us as it seems to us, that we're in despair in this world, we get mad, we cry. It's all from illuminations from above. That's how we're activated in 100% in everything. So an illumination comes from above that gives us a feeling of despair. What does that mean? That you, the direction you're pacing in, and you have no other way to go any other direction, only there. You don't have any other versions or variations or opportunities. None. But you won't succeed in it. So what should I do? And then you cry out. And that cry is that I'm searching for the true work, that by this I can give contentment to the Creator. And I can't see it. And that's the only thing in my hands, what I'm doing right now. Yep.
Мне понятно эгоистическое опять отчаяние. А мы тогда между ненавистью искали разницу между беспричинной.
It's clear to me that what egoistic despair is, but we talked about some kind of despair which is related to hatred, which is not corporeal, not corporeal despair. What is spiritual despair? How is it different than corporeal despair?
Spiritual despair is that I can't give contentment to the Creator. I can't establish a vessel that He can be revealed and enjoy Himself. That's upon me to do, to connect the right and left together, that He will be revealed there as the middle line, and from this, I'll feel that He is enjoying my work. So, none. What is my work? My work is to sigh. That despair, that is what I have to attain. That is the vessel. Because the rest comes from above. As if I'm doing anything for myself. But by all kinds of exerting in the ten, that we try and try and try, we get a special illumination called despair, and then we have to cry out. We're forced. It's things that are... That's how they're revealed according to the degrees. We cry out, and we get revelation. Revelation meaning how we now can work. Yes.
It's a feeling in a vessel of bestowal. It's the result of the work, this despair.
Wait, no. We don't have a vessel of bestowing yet. We're just expecting to have it. We're crying out on these vessels that were still in Egypt. That were still under the control of Pharaoh. We discover that our ego is constantly in this, that we can't bestow, where we have forces to bestow from. We just cry out that we're not able to, but by the exertion we reach a state that we can, supposedly. We want it, and we can't. Those two conditions are called despair from the work.
What?
More?
It sounds as though if I despaired, seemingly I agree. Well, I agree to stay in that state. If I have the strength and if I have confidence, that's not despair.
How could it be that you're crying and screaming and demanding, that's called that you agree?
But if I have the power to cry out and I have the confidence that the Creator can help me, then why is that despair?
No. You are confusing between what you feel in this world. Here, the despair are from your actions only. Not from the goal, not from the desire to attain the goal, not from anything, just from the way, the method you're working in, and you don't see a different method before you. If it would be revealed, you'd grab it and continue even more in bravery and force. The despair is only from the work. The method I'm working in is egoistic. I still don't come out of the control of Pharaoh. That's why the sons of Israel sighed from the work. You want to do some spiritual action, but you can't see how to. And we already feel that there has to be some different action from different kind, from a different world.
Why specifically in this state there is confidence that specifically now He can help us?
Because the desire to reach revelation of the Creator, to bestow, to be in Dvikut, that remains. And that's the only despair I have from the way I'm working. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm listening. I'm asking why now there is confidence that He can help us.
There was confidence and there is confidence. There's just no confidence from my work. You're looking at me. I understand that you don't understand. It will come. I don't have anything else to say. Only from the work. That's why He puts an emphasis on it. Oh, what's going on here?
Рафаэль все время рисует, что есть еще много действий, которые я не сделал, чтобы прийти к отчаянию.
I depict always that there are many actions I haven't yet done in order to bring me to despair. I haven't yet connected with the friends the way I need to. There are many opportunities, so we don't reach despair. How much more should these actions continue until we reach despair? Each time it seems to you that there's something somewhere else to add.
That's how it will be till Ein Sof. It'll never end. You'll always find that there's still something to do that you haven't done yet.
So what do we do?
Think. The question is correct, because a person can always say, I didn't do this yet and that yet. Of course.
Еще вопрос такой, что там в Египте, получается, не все пришли вместе к этому крику, возопились.
Another question. In Egypt, it seems that and the people of Israel cried from the work. They didn't all reach that cry together.
Man is a small world. That's why everyone includes many different forms. And what is in the whole world is in everybody. That's why even though one person that reaches something, by reaching it, so through his like secondary paltzufim that he's connected to everyone, he bestows to everyone. And in this way, everybody has to reach some kind of participation, a very certain small amount, but it's enough. It's through the darkness, the Creator takes him out of Egypt. It doesn't have to be a revelation like you're thinking, but just an agreement to reach the work of bestowal. That is what gives them the permission to come out of Egypt.
Nuremberg. Shomim? Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Lo
shomim. Ken? Tov.
Oh, okay. If so.
Lo shomim, Ken?
Oh.
The 10 goes through different states. How do we reach a common effort?
Each and every one in the state he's in has to do it. It's not our business. Guys, you don't understand. It's the Creator organizing everything and demanding something very small from us in our participation. And not that I'm now going to check every state, what everybody's in, and calculate how we can reach the middle line where we are and their qualities or gvura or chesed or tiferet. What are we speaking about? The Creator does everything. We need to exert like children. We want to as much as we can. The rest is from above. And also that comes from above. But and somewhat in our participation. That's it. Meaning all the forces we can give, give. And all the rest, the great calculations, aren't on us yet. We'll reach states where we will begin, instead of the Creator, to see where we ourselves can program the path, the actions, the revelations, the bestowal, that he will enjoy us. Well, let's say like big kids can give joy to the parents. Or when they give birth to grandchildren, that's already similar to Abba Ve'ima. That's later on. For now, it's not our business yet. Why we equalize, and yes, and no, and criticism on every friend, God forbid. only as much as everyone can. And again, not to forget that the Creator is the one doing it all. The right, the left, and all the trouble is from Him, for us to need Him. And all the good things supposedly come from Him, that we won't delude ourselves that as if we deserve this and now we're great and heroes. And to always be above reason, just a bit. What?
Moshe.
If so, when we hear that we have to work together, what does this mean, together?
Together is an illusion. Together is an illusion that I am together with the others. That illusion, why? I have this vision that's divided into 10 beams of light, and I need to cross them all to one point in order to be centered on the Creator, focused on the Creator. That's the work. That's why it's called a group and a shattering, and there's no vessel, the malchut, that needs to concentrate everything. But for what? I'm working on the lens. I work on a lens that connects all my lines of sight into one. You understand? I turn it until I discover the Creator. Yes. That's why it seems to me, I believe that I'm in a big world and there's humans here and friends, and it's all in order to make to concentrate from my desire to His quality. Yes.
So, when each one of us makes many efforts, but we don't make an effort together, what does it mean then that to do it together?
We need as much as possible to work on the effort together. It's a very external effort for now. The Creator will take care of it. He will, as much as each one still works in his inner work throughout the day. You think sometimes maybe on the 10, but most cases, when you go back to the work, the spiritual work is your inner work. And that's how it is. It has to be that way. That's how it is for now. Afterwards, for us, it'll come close to one another. As much as I'll feel that integral reality, so the group will get close to being into one instrument.
So for the time being, we have two things. On the one hand, we have to ask, we have to see that my sight will be a collective sight together with the whole ten. On the other hand, I have to see that externally there is harmony in the work within the ten. Seemingly, there are two things.
Yes.
I heard that you say before that our despair should be from the method of the work.
Yeah.
So
that there's a different type of work, a different method, how to reach, to give contentment to the Creator, and we don't know how, and the fact that we're doing it, we see that we're not succeeding, doesn't come out.
Meaning that we don't have a method for the time being.
No, obviously no. The method is in order to be still. We can do it. As much as I do and do and do, every time I see that it was in order to receive.
Why then we have to persist on this path?
We don't need to. Don't. You have anything else to do?
I don't have anything else.
So there's no wise as the experience. You can't cry out till you reach despair. What is despair? That you have performed a sufficient number of actions that from above you get such an illumination called despair.
On the path, I collect many disturbance. I feel as though I'm doing many checks on all kinds of things that I did in life. Seemingly, gradually, I focus, but at the same time, as the picture becomes more focused, a greater spectrum, a newer spectrum opens up, and I begin to...
That's always like that. That's for us in technology, too. That you reach a certain resolution, so it opens more, and then more details and more details every time.
This is called Ensof number 2 in mathematics. Infinity of infinity, or everywhere you have infinity.
Well, let's say.
The question is, so it's impossible to reach despair, and not in the will to receive.
Also, despair is an illumination you get from above when you are supposed to get it.
What are we doing wrong that we don't reach despair?
I think we're advancing nice and correctly and pretty quick. Not that, God forbid, I want to stop our advancement. But according to what I see, I think like within the last 2 years, what we have raised above the shallowness of the study to truly implementing, still in the will to receive, but such a realization that we're reaching that border, the passage. Now what happens here, as we learn, a lot of discernments that we need to concentrate them and to try and understand that the goal is the main thing and it's attained through connection. Two things before us, a goal and connection. That's where it's attained.
According to the intellect, a state where a person is getting closer to despair, gradually he should run out of forces, and here it's felt
wrong.
Exactly. Can you explain why?
Because it's not despair from being weakened by the importance of the goal, but only from my method that I can't reach, be still. That's it. Only that. The Creator I don't want to say to need. It's like a lover that I want to
in greater adhesion with him.
Yeah, the longing to the Creator doesn't decrease. I want it more and more. I want to reach it. I'm like someone that he's the only one I love, he's the only one I want. But I'm despaired by how to get there. Only that. Let's say I'm on one side of the river and he's on the other side, and I'm running back and forth trying to find a way to pass the river. You understand that? Good.
So why doesn't time help?
It helps. The Creator counts this. And then from above we get the illumination called despair. And that despair, that is the vessel. No more. When I discover a sufficient amount of efforts, that's called kishui, that I really want them.
There's something that we always come back to, which is above reason, that seemingly I don't see the results that I'm about to achieve. And actually do invest work, I do invest strength, but without direction. How do we work with that thing?
No. You work according to what we're working. Let go of that criticism. What is true, what isn't true? Because then you'll get confused a lot. That's it. So we're going to test or continuing a bit? who wants Tess, who wants another part.
Tess?
Tess?
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.